Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Michael Suk-Yung Chu's book, Rational Ritual. Sophie, I have to ask, when you think of a ritual, what comes to mind?
Honestly, like a shaman dancing around a fire, or maybe a religious ceremony. Something ancient and irrational.
Right, but Chu says the Super Bowl is a ritual, and Black Friday, and a political rally. They all function the same way a tribal initiation does.
And the key is something called common knowledge. It's not just that everyone knows a fact. It's that everyone knows that everyone knows, and knows that everyone knows that everyone knows. It goes on infinitely.
Okay, so that sounds like a philosophical parlor trick. But Chu shows it's actually the foundation of coordinated action. Like, think about driving on the right side of the road.
Right.
It's not enough that I know the rule. I need to know that every other driver knows it too, and that they know I know it. Without that common knowledge, every intersection would be a game of chance.
Exactly. And rituals are the technology we invented to create that common knowledge. A ritual is a public event that everyone witnesses at the same time, so nobody can pretend they didn't see it.
Chu draws on this old parable from Rousseau called the stag hunt. A group of hunters need to cooperate to trap a big stag, but if one guy sees a rabbit and runs off, he gets a small meal but ruins it for everyone.
The problem isn't that they don't want to cooperate. It's that they don't know if the others will stick to the plan. A public ritual, like a pledge or a shared dance, makes everyone's commitment visible.
So a Super Bowl ad is a terrible way to inform people about a product. It's expensive, the audience is distracted. But as a ritual, it's genius.
Because the next day at work, everyone knows everyone else saw that ad. It becomes a shared reference point. The cost isn't waste, it's the price of creating common knowledge.
And that's why political rallies matter. They're not really about informing voters. They're about demonstrating that the leader can command the nation's attention. The scale of the crowd is the message.
Chu even applies this to social problems like racism. He says oppression is maintained by a lack of common knowledge about resistance.
Yeah, it's called pluralistic ignorance. A member of a marginalized group might privately resent the system, but they don't know if anyone else feels the same. So they stay silent.
A protest march is a direct attack on that. It creates common knowledge of dissent. Everyone sees that they're not alone. That's why authoritarian regimes fear public gatherings so much.
And the same logic explains terrorism. A bomb in a public square isn't just about killing people, it's about creating common knowledge of vulnerability. Everyone knows that everyone else knows the city is unsafe.
That's chilling, but it makes so much sense. And Chu argues that the internet actually makes common knowledge harder to achieve.
Right.
A tweet can be seen by millions, but you don't know which of your neighbors saw it. It lacks co-presence. That's why live events like the Super Bowl or the Oscars still matter so much.
So the book is really about power. The most fundamental political act isn't voting, it's gathering. The ability to assemble and be seen assembling is the bedrock of collective action.
And we start to see rituals everywhere. The morning commute, the company all hands, the national anthem before a game. They're not empty traditions, they're strategic solutions to coordination problems.
The part that got me was the idea that a shared laugh in a movie theater feels different from laughing alone at home. Because you know that everyone else is laughing too. That's common knowledge in action.
It's a pretty mind-blowing lens. Chu shows that rituals are rational, strategic, and deeply human. They build the shared worlds we live in.
For me, the one takeaway is this. Next time I see a long line outside an Apple store, I'm not going to think it's just about demand. I'm going to see a ritual, a public performance of loyalty that creates common knowledge among the faithful.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So that's Rational Ritual in a nutshell. The rituals we share are what make society possible. We'll see you in the next one.